I'll be forced to murder you myself. The corners of Emily's eyes are creased, as if another laugh is bubbling underneath the surface. Can you both stop ignoring how creepy that was? Frances lets go of them and comes to a halt. She wipes sweaty palms down the simple cotton skirt she's wearing and then crosses her arms. The rectangle of her miniature notebook peeks out from her skirt pocket, and she's got ink stains on her fingers from fiercely scribbling down every word the fortune teller said. Rose covers the distance between them in two tall strides and wraps an arm around her shoulders. She's close enough that her short black bob brushes Frances's cheek. I think that woman was just messing with you. But murder, Rose. I can't ignore that. Emily rolls her eyes. Oh, honestly, Frances, let it go. She bites off each word in the sentence like a crisp piece of apple. And with Rose's snow-white looks and Emily's golden glow, Frances suddenly feels as if they're all fairy tale characters. And in fairy tales, when a witch tells you your fate, you listen. Emily and Rose each take one of Frances's arms again and continue to browse the fair. But things are quieter now, as if the day has been stuffed with cotton wool. The sun is still blazing, and ale flows from kegs in pop-up tents. The air is sticky with burnt toffee and the faint smell of smoke. But Frances's footfalls have become heavy and purposeful. Under her breath, she repeats her fortune again and again until it's burned into her memory. Your future contains dry bones. Your slow demise begins right when you hold the queen in the palm of one hand. Beware the bird, for it will betray you. And from that, there's no coming back. But daughters are the key to justice. Find the right one and keep her close. All signs point toward your murder. It's such an unlikely prediction that she should laugh. But those words have planted a seed in Frances's mind, and small but toxic roots are already spreading through her. The three girls make the best of their afternoon, and soon the laughter isn't so forced. The jokes and gossip and little things that decorate their friendship creep back in. At 16, ups and downs are as natural as breathing, and these three girls have breathed deeper than most. But if anything is unlucky for them, it's the number three. Because in a year's time, they won't be three friends any longer. One of the girls will disappear, and it won't be Frances Adams. There will be an open file with the local detective, the only evidence in a small plastic bag, stapled to a missing persons report that's far shorter than it should be. A small silver chain with a tiny bird clinging to it. Chapter 1. It's one of those heavy summer evenings where the air feels so thick you could swim in it. When I surface from my journey on the Piccadilly line, even the staleness of Earl's Court Station feels like a breath of fresh air. By the time I make it up the three flights of stairs to street level, I'm winded and rummaging through my backpack for my water bottle. All I find is a thermos full of stale coffee from this morning. Slim men in suits sail past me like urban gazelles while I gulp down the dregs. It's as disgusting as I anticipated it might be, but I need the caffeine. My phone buzzes, and I pull it from my pocket, resisting the urge to check my email and instead answering the call flashing across the screen. Jenny, I let all the exhaustion finally leak out into my voice. Please tell me you're on your way. I can't face Mum's basement again without backup. Last week when I was cleaning it out, there were spiders. Huge ones. I'm already here, she says. But Annie, I'm staying on the front step until you arrive because I don't like being dragged around the house by your mum while she tells me which wall she's knocking down. Good call. Also, I don't think she's allowed to knock down walls in that house. We don't even own it. That's a good enough reason then. And I imagine she's on one of her design rampages with her private exhibition at the Tate looming. I wince. Mum's a painter. Quite a famous and successful one, actually. Or she was.